CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Le journal, Kelly et Ben.
Good morning, Shita. Good morning to our listeners. On to our major stories. The 2025 financial year will be launched today in Buya Southwest Region by Finance Minister Leupol Motsepe. Out of Cameroon, South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol has been arrested for attempting to impose martial law. In sports, the under-17 Lionesses of Cameroon intensify training in Bafoussam in build-up to their 2025 Women's Under-17 World Cup qualifiers against their Egyptian counterpart. Those were our top stories. Now the news in full. The Minister of Finance, Leupol Motsepe, will officially launch the 2025 state budget valued at 7,317.7 billion CFA francs in Buya Southwest Region. The budget hinged on the theme, Socioeconomic Momentum Prioritizes Boosting Energy Supply, Opening Up Production Areas and Driving Economic Growth, as outlined by the Head of State. In the meantime, the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph John Gute, will today receive New Year wishes. This will take place as from 4 p.m. at the Esplanade of his cabinet. Meanwhile, the regional director of the African Development Bank for Central Africa has come to the end of his mission. The Ivorian-born Serge Guessant was accorded a farewell audience yesterday by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph John Gute. The two personalities made an overview of the relations between Cameroon and the African Development Bank and agreed on the need for both parties to continue their fruitful relations. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam.
We believe that all this religion.
Born Serge Guessant was appointed regional director of the African Development Bank for Central Africa in January 2021. For 4 years, he has been at the center of the operational efficiency and the general health of the AFDB portfolio in Cameroon. The farewell audience accorded him by the Prime Minister, Joseph John Gute, was a moment to make an appraisal of the state of the cooperation between Cameroon and the AFDB. Serge Guessant, outgoing AFDB Regional Director for Central Africa.
The cooperation between Cameroon and the African Development Bank was excellent before I came, and I'm living with a cooperation which is extraordinary. The results are there. I've just mentioned the volume of investment from 1972 to 2020, 48 years, we invested 4 billion euro.
The 4 years which the Ivorians spent as AFDB representative in Central Africa witnessed an increase in funding from the AFDB to Cameroon.
All the big infrastructure in Cameroon, the road infrastructure, even the ports. We're working on the Kribi industrial zone, the energy sector, the agriculture sector. You have the presence of the African Development Bank. I can reassure the population of Cameroon that the African Development Bank, which is their bank, will remain strong in this country, invest more for the well-being of the Cameroon.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute, and the outgoing AFDB official agreed on the importance for the cooperation between Cameroon and the African Development Bank to continue growing from strength to strength. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
President Paul Biya has been saluted for the astute manner in which interreligious acceptance, tolerance, and cohabitation are handled in Cameroon. The remarks of appreciation were addressed during separate audiences granted the Minister of Territorial Administration at the headquarters of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and at the offices of the Islamic Solidarity Fund and International Institute of Islamic Jurisprudence. Paul Ntanganji reiterated the Head of State's gratitude for the organization's constant support in financing of development projects in Cameroon. In a chat with our reporter, political desk editor Albert Njembonde, Dr. Mustafa Sanu urged all Muslims in Cameroon to be proud of the peace and unity they enjoy and put their country first and above all considerations. Take a listen.
We believe that all these religions call for peace, call for acceptance of differences. And living together, it is an issue that we cannot compromise. We will have to accept and live it in reality. It has to be in our heart as well as in our actions. We're trying to do things. Academy is striving and trying to make sure that Muslims, wherever they are, they should contribute to the development of that country where they are. We are so proud of Cameroon because the Cameroonian authority has been given such kind of privilege, such kind of opportunity for the Muslim to exercise, to practice the religion without any interference, without any fear. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect His Excellency, the President Paul Biya, and protect his government, the country. Myself as an African, I'm proud of Cameroon. I love Cameroon much. I love the football. I do believe that Cameroon has been always a pride for Africa at all levels. And that's what we have seen through the visit that we made it recently. It made us that we, I think, the Muslim community, associations, organization, we call upon all of them to support the government, to give all of the blessings and to give whatever they could do to contribute to the development of Cameroon.
You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. The University of Garoua's Board of Directors convened its 16th ordinary session this Tuesday, January 14, 2025, at the main campus, presided over by the board president, Sule Dauda, and with the rector, Professor Bubakari Umaru, as rapporteur. The session approved the 2025 performance budget. The adopted budget amounting to 4,235,698,000 CFA francs, balance revenue and expenditure. It includes 432,574,000 CFA francs for new initiatives and operational fund of and an operational fund of 803,124,000 CFA francs. In foreign news, South Korean authorities have arrested President Yoon Suk-yeol, who's facing charges of insurrection following an attempt to impose martial law. Yoon, who is at the Corruption Investigation Office, said he agreed to the interrogation through illegal, but this was in order to prevent any unsavory bloodshed. This marks the first time in South Korea's history that a sitting president has been arrested. We talk sports now. The under-17 Lionesses of Cameroon had their first training session in Bafoussam in build-up to the return leg of their 2025 under-17 Women's World Cup qualifier against their Egyptian counterpart. Coach Joseph Brian Ndoko and his players are going into Saturday's return leg with a 5-0 win lead in the first leg. Our West regional correspondent, Isaac Ngongkum, tells us more.
The under-17 Lionesses are ready to completely silence their Egyptian counterparts on their way to the 2025 FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup, built for Morocco later this year. Their intentions are made clear from the moment they step down from the bus in Bafoussam ahead of Saturday's return leg fixture. Jessica Mbu is team captain and goalkeeper of the under-17 Lionesses.
In Egypt, we won, but it was not easy because we're not in front of our public. We're not supported enough. We did the job there, and we think now in front of our population, we're going to be more proud and grateful.
West region is a nice region. We promise you victory. We're going to win on Saturday, and we need that. You should come and support us.
The girls of head coach Joseph Brian Doko hold their first training session at the Bamenzi Stadium in Bafoussam this Tuesday.
It is a new game. They have to learn all styles. The game Egypt play back, block back. So we have to try to play quickly to control the game, be patient. So you cut all noise, maybe concentrate inside the field.
Several other training sessions will follow in the days ahead before the final clash on Saturday, January 18, at the Bafoussam Omnisports Stadium in Kwekong, where the girls will be hoping to do better than their 5-0 triumph in Cairo last Sunday in front of their home crowd. Isaac Ngongkum, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
In more sports news, two advanced the 8 matches of the Elite One Football Championship will be played today. Stade Rennais will host Gazelle Academy Football Club of Garoua at the Melon Municipal Stadium as from 3 p.m., while Union Sportive of Douala will host Coton Sport of Garoua at 3:30 p.m. And that was the 6:30 a.m. news.